In the 1950s, publicly opposing segregation was risky in Virginia, but as we'll hear from Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project, one woman who was punished for a simple gesture then is getting some recognition now.
Yeah, this is a fascinating story by Jim Micklehatton of the Alexandria Times, and it's about a Black elementary school cafeteria worker who was summarily fired from her job in 1958 after she joined an NAACP lawsuit aimed at desegregating Alexandria schools. Her name is Blois Hunley, and in a move that feels like poetic justice, her name is being considered as a replacement for T.C. Williams High School, which is named after the segregationist superintendent who fired her.
Edie, she wasn't what people generally think of as an activist. In fact, she expressed herself very quietly.
That's right. So apparently the NAACP had come to the segregated elementary school that her children attended and asked parents there if they would like to join the lawsuit. And she raised her hand. So two of her children were added to the list of children. There were 14 children listed in the lawsuit. You know, in the end, of course, the judge ruled in the NAACP's favor, and that resulted in the integration of the city schools in 1959. But by then, she had actually moved away from Alexandria up to D.C. with her children.
Hundley's name is on a list of possible replacements for Williams. The final choice will be determined by a public vote. Edie, our next story is about a group of public schools in southwestern Virginia looking at what they might be able to do to further develop online education.
David McGee with the Bristol Herald Courier has written about an effort by 10 Southwest Virginia school districts to collaborate on a regional virtual academy, which they hope to open to students by August. Bristol, Virginia Superintendent Keith Perrigan proposed this idea about 3 months ago. 9 other communities in Region 7 have signed on, and apparently another 4 communities are still weighing whether or not they want to join.
One basic decision they have to make is who would manage the virtual academy.
They have a couple of options. One is they could, as a group, create their own curriculum and hire their own teachers. And the other option is they could work with an already established virtual school provider. One of the providers they're looking at is called Stride. They're based in Herndon, and they used to be known as K-12. If they get hired, they would handle the curriculum creation and the hiring. Either way, there's no cost to the families who enroll their kids. That would be covered by the state. If the board agrees to go ahead and create the academy, provide the instruction, and hire personnel, they're looking at a cost of about $1.8 million annually for a program that would serve about 500 students.
Now, the story notes that Virginia already has a virtual academy available statewide, but that one takes registrations out of the southwestern Virginia districts.
And in fact, there are 15 former Bristol students who still live in the city who are now enrolled in online classes through the Richmond City Schools relationship with that virtual academy. Establishing their own virtual academy would protect them from any future enrollment loss. And also it would maybe ease up the pressure on classroom teachers who right now are having to provide both virtual and in-person instruction.
Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.